Harper Audio presents Cape May Courthouse by Lawrence Schiller. Read by Sam Chuchunas. One, Hand Avenue. Earlier in the evening, a light snow had fallen on the small town of Cape May Courthouse, New Jersey. Some nights, even in the coldest winters, the sea air from the Atlantic Ocean and Delaware Bay warms the barrier islands and the entire Cape so that slush seldom freezes. Tonight, Saturday, February 8, 1997, slush had not frozen. Dr. Robert Fitzpatrick, a local veterinarian, was just returning home from a party. Alone in his Chevy Astro, he stopped at the local convenience store. The time was 1:45 a.m. As he drove away, he noticed that even the volunteer ambulance service building was dark and deserted. Dr. Fitzpatrick then turned west from North Main Street onto Hand Avenue. After passing a few houses set in the woods, Fitzpatrick noticed white and red lights ahead. He thought an SUV had pulled onto the side of the road. As he came closer, however, the odd angle of the SUV made him take a second look. Just then, a battered white pickup truck approached from the opposite direction. While Fitzpatrick pulled his own car to a stop, a man got out of the pickup, walked to the SUV, and tried unsuccessfully to open the driver's door. Instantly, Fitzpatrick